Today, a new member of the Forum Club, Penny Durenberger, will introduce our speaker. Penny is a longtime friend of the senator and his wife, Ann, and we are delighted to have her as a new member of the Forum Club. I should mention that a few weeks ago, for the first time, we taped one of our guest speakers, Ken Lowe from Scripps, and we made that tape available through the Naples Daily News and through a Forum website. And in the future, when the speaker agrees, we will be doing that tape, and you will, if you're not able to come, you may be able to hear the speech on the website of either the Naples Daily News or the Forum Club. Penny Durenberger, would you introduce our speaker? Thank you.
Thank you, Wally. I'm so happy to be able to introduce Al Simpson to you today. Ann and Al have been friends of mine since 1978, when Al was elected to the U.S. Senate from Wyoming and my former husband was elected from Minnesota. And we ended up living very close to one another in McLean, Virginia. And in addition to that, we had a gas crisis in 1979, and we ended up carpooling a lot. Dave and Al would drive into the Capitol together, and Ann and I would drive in for various events, and we became very dear friends. And now I live down the street from them in Cody, Wyoming, in the summertime. they see a lot of me. But anyhow, it's special to have them here. I'm talking about Al Simpson. I need to tell you about Al and the Simpsons and Cody, Wyoming, because Al's grandfather was Buffalo Bill Cody's attorney, which is amazing. And now there is a fourth generation of Simpsons practicing law in Cody. Ann and Al's two sons are practicing. Al's father practiced law in Cody, and he was later senator and governor of Wyoming. And then, of course, Al practiced law for 18 years before coming to the U.S. Senate in 1978. And we also have six young Simpsons coming up, so there'll probably be a fifth generation practicing in Cody. Everybody stays there, and if you've ever been there, you'd know why. It's a great place to live. In the U.S. Senate, Al definitely distinguished himself. He was minority leader in the Senate with Bob Dole. He served as chairman of the Immigration Committee. Some may remember the Simpson-Mazzoli bill, where there were a number of issues, and we won't even go there, but anyhow, we're still dealing with the problem of immigration. He was also chairman of the Veteran Affairs Committee, and he served as the Senate representative to the Board of Regents to the Smithsonian, another place that's having some coming into the news today as well. He retired from the Senate at the end of 1996, and they went to Harvard. He was asked to lecture for a semester. Well, they ended up staying at Harvard for 3.5 years. He was asked to stay on as the acting dean of the Institute of Politics at the Kennedy School, and they lived at Elliott House in the dorm, dorm suite with the students, and for 3.5 years. And they said it was probably one of the best 3.5 years of their lives. They had a wonderful time. And one of the things that Al and Ann did, when you talk about Al, you're always talking about Ann, because this has truly been a team. They really emphasized civility in the political discourse. There were many, many speakers from all sides who would come up and speak at the Institute of Politics, and civility and respect for speakers was emphasized, and people were told if you're going to demonstrate or if there's any rudeness, you're going to be asked to leave. And I think there was a very great lesson learned among the students from that period. Anyhow, they are now back in Cody. Al is busy. He served on the Iraq Study Commission. He is involved with the Buffalo Bill Historical Center, which is our seven museums under one roof in Cody, Wyoming. Fabulous place. You all have to come and see us. And he is the chairman of the board of the Buffalo Bill. And he is now involved in I wrote all of this down and I've got to find it. It's the... I'm talking too long. He's going to tell me that. No, it's the campaign election reform. He's doing that with Bill Bradley and Warren Rudman and Bob Kerry. Is that right?
That's right.
And the other one is he's also on the commission for the presidential debate. And, of course, the Iraq Study Commission has just been completed. And I think he will have some interesting things to say. I'm happy to introduce Al Simpson from Washington.
You certainly brought the whole load. Ah. Well, Penny, of all the introductions I've ever had, that was the most recent. Now, that's a very dear lady, and it's a great honor and privilege to be here and address your members, especially after perusing the mission statement. I read that. How many of you have read that? After checking that out, I was even more flattered. Well, Pastor Steve, I almost got up and went home when you said I tell you, you had all the nerves there. And then to you young people, I serve with Baron Collier in Cody, Wyoming. Baron Collier III lives in Cody. He's active on the board of the Buffalo Bill Historical Center. And he and his wife, Tammy, and they're great citizens. They live in Colorado Springs and Cody and Palm Beach, yes. That's right. Well, you know, you've got to move on. Now, I want to pay particular thanks to Ellie Cryer. She contacted me in April of 2006. I thought, what in God's name is this? 2006, because Penny then sicked her on me and on her. And anyway, I don't know where my old pal Wayne Lyon is. We went to Cranbrook together. He was to be here today, and obviously, when I told him what I was going to speak about, he declined. And of course, Penny and my wife, best pals. I guess if guys can say best pals or buds, chums, that's the two of them. And then Phil Jones is here. I have no idea how he was allowed in here. He's sitting there. I couldn't believe that he was there at the table. Enough of that. And I want to just say when I came in today, I was taken aback, flummoxed by some wag who made this crack. I didn't have time to respond, but I want to respond.